Revolution. Performers include Zia McCabe and Courtney Taylor Taylor of the Dandy Warhols, Jeremy Wilson of the Dharma Bums, KBOO's Mike Crenshaw, and many, many more. Again, Portland Sings Out will take place Sunday, October 12th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Star Theater, 13 Northwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And good morning. It is 10 a.m. You are tuned to KBOO Portland. And coming right up, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Locus Focus, host Barbara Bernstein talks with Yoram Bauman and Grady Klein, co-authors of the cartoon Introduction to Climate Change, which explains all the facets of this daunting issue with simplicity, clarity, and lots of humor. We need humor. At 11 on Health Watch, host Dr. David Naiman speaks with Dr. Gary Kaplan about Total Recovery, a book revealing the chronic physical and emotional pain are two sides of the same coin. And at 11:30 on Madness Radio, host Will Hall speaks with Dinah Tyler, who survived a psychotic break and bipolar diagnosis, toxic over-medication, a hospital sexual assault, and a vision of the meaning of life. She is co-director of the San Francisco Bay Area Mandala Project, a vision of a new humane and spiritual system of mental health care. Stay tuned now for Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, October 6th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm, .fm on the web. Before we get into the program, because we are in membership drive, I do want to acknowledge, recognize, and thank extraordinary people that make the show happen. That would be today, Kate Welch, our engineer. And, of course, always Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Without these people, this show would never be on the air. Some of you out there probably think that would be just great. We have people, Justin Miller will be pitching for us today at the end of the show, and joined by Jenka Soderberg, the PM News Director. Notables in the KBOO pantheon. And that said, we should get into the show because there's a lot going on today. The Supreme Court is back, busy as ever. This time they've actually accomplished something positive in opening the gates for gay marriage across the country. That should be acknowledged. Also, of course, coming up in June, Section 215 of the Patriot Act expires. The loss of this section deprives the NSA of the legal pretext for its bulk domestic phone records dragnet. This relates, of course, to the ordeal of Stanley Cohen. And we also find that Guantanamo Bay itself is pretty much on trial. Notably, one of the detainees, one of the prisoners, one of the people who have been subject to extraordinary acts of terror, in the force feeding in this case, this will go on trial too. So there seems sometimes that this great network of repression has a few cracks in it. It's moving right along. This act, though, we've also got a hearing coming up in Coos Bay on the 8th at 3 p.m., where you will be able to, in person, basically weigh in on the Elliott Forests, which has been, of course, in the news constantly, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. There's been a lot of action down there. A lot of activists have put their lives on the line and their freedom on the line defending the forest. So Coos Bay on the 8th, 3 p.m., and that's basically the place to be this week. Moving further along through Cascadia and, of course, across the great United States. If genetically modified food is safe and it's the same as real food, then why are Monsanto, Syngenta, et al. So terrified of labeling? They should be shouting it from the rooftops. The thing is, curious consumers want to know just what they are consuming. Opponents say labeling would be costly, raising the price of food, but maybe that's a good idea. As it would be the same with gasoline. Maybe it would be a good idea if the price for gasoline went up. And this November, Oregon voters decided on whether to enliven their primary ballots. Measure 90, the state would abandon partisan primaries and adopt a top-two election system. Careful, caveat emptor. This is being pushed by corporate interests and is very much worth one's time and effort to scratch beneath the surface and have a look at what's going on there. Michigan residents aren't happy about a proposed natural gas pipeline running through their properties. And right now, before we get further into it, because we have a guest on the line, Mazen Shamsia, who is reaching us from occupied Palestine. Mazen has done something, I think, that is an act of extraordinary courage and hope. He started a Palestinian Natural History Museum. What an extraordinary act. Under the current circumstances, Palestinians essentially live in prison camps, and yet in that bleak landscape where Israeli settlements creep across the territories like a cancer, and olive groves have been virtually destroyed and mowed flat by caterpillar tractors, Mazen is starting a museum. Good morning, Mazen. Thank you so, so very much. I say bismillah to the effort. Inshallah, it will happen. Thank you. Good morning. Yes, see there? Mazen will be back in just a moment. We'll be hearing from him just momentarily. There are other museums, actually, in Palestine. There's the Museum Without Borders, which will open, it'll be opening, I think, pretty much right now. The museum campus concept, it's an innovative approach in space and exhibition design. There's a main hub that lies in Birzeit. The museum is building a network of partnerships and satellites abroad. Well, we're still waiting to hear if Mazen is with us. And trying to get him back on the line. We have an enormous mass of headlines to get through today as well. This is exactly what happens in the real world all the time, as people like Mazen Kamsia decide that in this landscape of war, terror, constant harassment by the Israelis, the IDF banging on doors in the middle of the... Good morning, Mazen. Hello?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm so glad to welcome you. So you, we talked just briefly about another one, the Museum Without... Another museum... Museum Without Borders. I want to talk to you, though, about the Natural History Museum that you are proposing, and you're making it happen right now, I understand.
Yes, it's more than a museum. What we're trying to create is a facility, a space where people get together to transform not only their own lives, but also to be a positive influence for the areas around them. So we say that the museum tries to foster and promote respect as a word, respect to ourselves as people, that we can change our own circumstances, respect for other people regardless of their religion or background, and respect for the environment, the living things around us, and even the soil and the stones and everything around us, so that we don't destroy this beautiful earth that we live on.
And it is really an extraordinary place to be. I've never been in there, been to other parts around the Mediterranean. Of course, a friend, co-worker, and someone you know, of course, Jenka Soderberg, has visited. Can you give us a picture of what the Natural History Museum, when it's finished, is going to look like? How will you organize the various sections and introduce people to the natural history of your region?
Basically, what the museum now does is a number of tasks. They fall under three categories: research, teaching or education, and conservation. On the research front, we were the first group of researchers to demonstrate, for example, the effect of Israeli industrial settlements on the habitat and also on human health here. We were the first to do research on decline in biodiversity and desertification in this part of the world, and so on. In terms of education, outreach to schools, primarily students from ages 6 basically to 18, we are trying to influence the way they think about themselves, as I said, the way they think about their fellow human beings, and the way they think about the environment and so on. And then the third task is conservation, basically conserve what we have, study what we have catalogs and pictures of things before they disappear, and try to protect our natural environment through efforts like the environmental conservation, natural habitats, and so on.
Thank you, Mazen. Hang on, we're out of time. We're in our membership drive right now, but I want to tell you how very, very happy I am. It's always terrific to hear your voice. You're definitely a voice of strength, hope, courage, and we all across the world, we need to hear that, and we need to let you know that we are all together stand in solidarity with you. We're now going to talk with Justin Miller is here, as in Jenka Soderberg joins us to talk about KBOO and the natural history of our collective consciousness and community.
Yes, and we want you to be able to be a part of this community consciousness by being a part of your community radio station. Right now is your opportunity to be a part of KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. Our listeners totally rocked the last hour and helped meet that match. Thank you for doing that. And let's keep that momentum going, because we have about 40,000 more to go to reach our $80,000 goal. So every $60 contribution, $100 contribution, they all add up to reach that goal. 877-500-5266. Here you hear Chris engaging this audience, knowing the human community, the planet cannot long survive the current way of exploiting each other and the biosphere of this fragile planet, and figuring out ways that we can come together in solidarity in order to approach that monumental task. We're going to hear more about that from Barbara Bernstein in just a few minutes on her show, but at the moment, we need you to support the station that gives this type of programming a voice. 877-500-5266.
That's right. When you support all of these voices, you're not giving money to us. You are putting it in a common trust here, allowing, as Jenka has said very eloquently, this radio university to go on, this training ground, this information gathering service, and this electronic bulletin board, working to get out information for all the area's social change activism in the area, in the region, indeed in the world. That's one of the things you support when you call 877-500-5266. We give it out there and let you make sense of it, but of course make sure that you have taken a hand in it, that a little bit of responsibility of it is yours. Yes, today you were a hero for the community. Today you engaged in a little bit of political activism solely through your checkbook. 877-500-5266. Imagine the kind of work that Chris Andre puts in to come in and do this 15-minute or so news and information piece every single day This is the public's airwaves, and this is the public educating each other. Thank you so much for moving to your phone right now and calling 877-500-5266.
Incisive analysis that you get on a daily basis, not just from Chris Andre, but from the many, many public affairs hosts that come together on KBOO. Barbara Bernstein is going to be on in just a moment, talking about climate change and how we can address that that incredible crisis that this world is facing. Where else on the airwaves are you hearing about ways that communities can come together in order to address these fundamental issues? 877-500-5266. From the prison industrial complex, which is not a term that you hear on the mainstream media, but we break it down here at KBOO, as you heard on talk radio this morning. GMO labeling, the voice of labor on the old Mole Variety Hour, civil liberties issues that you hear about on a daily basis, the mega mergers of media and the impact that has on our voices and on our democracy, the political prisoners like Lynn Stewart that you hear about on Air Cascadia. Chris Andre works so hard on this show to put together this type of analysis that that really you can hear from her, and it connects you to the world at large, connects you to your community. 877-500-5266. Let's keep those calls coming in and support your community radio station. And now we're going to go to Barbara Bernstein with Locus Focus.
Tune in Monday, October 6th, 7 p.m. to 5:30 a.m.
Sun Ra and his band from outer space entertain you here.
Membership special.
The brother of the greater universe.
Monday, October 6th, 7 p.m. to 5:30 a.m.
That makes to be what is not and makes